Well, Richard, let's start right at the cover, and you have on the cover people covered in mud.
You know, the term stick in the mud used to be a negative, but everybody out there getting muddy at the Big Brothers Big Sisters Mud Volleyball Tournament was there for a good cause. It looks like a blast, and local photographer Juliana Halverson has a great shot of the tournament on our cover page this week. There were about 80 teams. Everybody looked to have a big wash day at home the next day.
Must have been a tough decision for you guys to decide what to put on the cover, but the item I would imagine that we're going to talk about next might have been a very close second.
Sure. Wednesday, September 1st, has been declared Roberto Estrada Day in Doñana County. You know, we looked through our files and had some great shots of Roberto putting the cheese on the whole enchilada, and he's just done so much for so many people in our community, and probably did way more than we'll know just because he never waved a big flag. But we'll all miss Roberto, and we have a couple of articles about him and all the things that made him beloved, and not just that great red chili.
And on next to another local icon.
We all know his signature catchphrase. I won't say it because we're not on commercial radio. But Lucis Barro has been in business here in Las Cruces for 40 years. And he and his wife, Pat, came here in the summer of 81. They toured a dealership, and they thought about it, said, let's do it. And the rest is 40 years of history.
And on to the New Mexico Secretary of Agriculture, talking about this year's chili crop.
Jeff Witte, he's the only state secretary based in Las Cruces. He's over here on the NMSU campus. And there's, you know, there's funds everywhere for pandemic-related difficulties, but a big problem is getting the people who need that funding connected to it. And so Secretary Witte's reminding local chili growers and other agricultural folks that there is money for them, too, to hire workers and do other things on the farms.
And for a couple of weeks now, you've been covering different candidates for the school board and city council. What's coming up in this week's issue?
Tuesday at 5 p.m. was the filing deadline. So we were there getting all the people who filed for the different races. There's city council, there's water conservation district, there's school board, and more. And so we, reporter Mike Cook was out there checking things out. And then it's technically not over. If you want to file as a write-in candidate, you've got till August 31st. But we list a few familiar names that have filed for different races, and it's always interesting. And, you know, just about 2 months away, a little over 2 months away from Election Day in November. Hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on to the arts and entertainment section next.
Well, the artists of Picacho Hills are part of an exhibition currently at the Doñana Arts Council. And then another downtown gallery, the Christian Anthony Vallejo Memorial Gallery, has an opening exhibition on identity. And this play was slated to open at the Las Cruces Community Theater right around the time COVID hit, and obviously got delayed. So now, a year and a half later, Harvey has debuted, and our Mike Cook went there and has a review of the play.
On to the business section now. What do you have for us this week?
The name is Willow and Blaine, and no, that's not a 1970s pop duo, even though it may sound that way. But it's a beautiful new bistro on Mesquite Street. It opens September 4th, and it's brought to you by the owners of Beck's Roasting House and Creamery. We talk about their journey to get the place open. It's right across from Klein Park, and it should be a great new restaurant in addition to our local things to do in the evening.
So the home opener is the Battle of I-10. It's on Saturday. What do fans need to know?
To bring big cowbells, because it's the Miners and the Aggies. So football is back after a long, long wait. You don't have to wear a mask, according to the CDC and state guidelines, as long as you're outdoors under the skies. But I think both teams are ready to play some football, so it should be a lot of good action.
Kickoff 7:30, I would say expect a lot of congestion getting into and out of Aggie Memorial Stadium.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's a whole lot more in the bulletin, as there is every week. And if you can't wait until Friday, check us out on the web at lascrucesbulletin.com. And everybody have a great week.
All right, Richard, thanks for the preview.
All right, thank you, Casey.